lihlelo Civic Education no TK ulilethelwa yiSABC Education.
Ikwekwezi FM kukhanya ba siyalochisa siyakwamukela mlaleli ehlelweni lethu lezefundo iCivic Education namhlanje sekungelesine. Sithokoza kakhulu kwamambala ukusihlangabeza mlaleli njengoba nasithembisile sathi siza kubuya godu sizokuthulela elinye godu ihlelo lethu lezefundo. La namhlanje si livezwa nguPatrick Gabini uhlalithwa ulethelwa ngemfisela buhle ze SABC Radio Education ngokubambisana neKwekwezi FM Enriching Minds and Enriching Lives. Ibizo lami mina ngingu TK Nduli uNamgwezani mlaleli sisoke ukusuka njenga nje bekuyokubetha isimbi yechumi. Khumbula ke leli lihlelo eliphandlulula umphakathi ngendaba ezithinta ithuthuko namaphilo wawo. Iveke neveke ke mlaleli haye sithinte isihloko esithinta umphakathi weSola Africa. Khumbula ke bona nawe unelungelo wegodi wamukelekile ukuzibandakanya kiyo le kulumiswano esinayo. Mlaleli ke namhlanje sikhuluma ngokuhlukunyezwa ngokomseme endaweni zokusebenza nendaweni zomphakathi. Lesi ke kusihloko esikakhulunyiswa kakhulu. Kodwana ke ungacabanga nje bona ke abantu abasafika ko emsebenzini bahlukunyezwa kangangani. Inengi alikhulumi mlaleli ngombana ke lisafika belisaba ke nokukhuluma nokuthi mhlambe nalingakhuluma lingalahlekelwa msebenzi. Singafaka nendawo zomphakathi mlalele kwekwezi FM ukuhlukunyezwa ukuhambisana ke nemikhwa imikhwa ehlukahlukileko. Kwesinye isikhathi kungaba mhlambe ke kukhulumisana okufaka phakathi ubulili, indlela umuntu akhuluma nayo ngawe nawe ngayo kwesinye isikhathi uyizwe ukuthi le yona iyakuhlukumeza. Ukuhlukumeza mhlambe ngokomseme nakhona kuyenzeka, kodwana ke angekhe sathi konke mlaleli kwenzeka ngokuthi ke omunye abe mhlambe namahlaya abanzi kwaphela. Kuqakathekile ke bona ke sikhulume siyelelise ngokuhlukunyezwa nangokubo mhlambe ke nangabo nobangela bonke bokuhlukumezeka nokuhlukunyezwa ngokomseme khulukhulu ke emsebenzini nendaweni zomphakathi. Mlaleli ke sizokutsheja ke nendlela mhlambe ke ongazibika ngayo nanyana ongazilandela ekutheni ke lento ekwehleleko loyo muntu oyenzileko kuwe senzelele ukuthi ajeziswe. Konke lokho mlalele kokwezi FM kuzokuzwakala njenga njengaphakathi kwaleli hlelo. Sikhamusana nesithekeli sethu uNonhlanhla Sikhosana oyidirector ku NH for Human Rights, nguye ke oza sipha ihlathululo ngayo ke i-sexual harassment endaweni zokusebenza nalapha ke emphakathini. Khumbula ke ngokuhamba kwesikhathi sizokunikela ithuba ke nawe ukukhulumisana nathi, ungasidosela umtato nanyana ugadangise iphimbo lakho. Inomboro yomtato osithola kiyo ithi 086 000 3278. Ngiyayibuyelela ithi 086 000 3278. Bese lapha ku WhatsApp ugadangisa iphimbo lakho ku 0794132172. Nonhlanhla siyakwamukela, siyakulochisa dadwethu, nihlwe njani?
Masiyalotha esibonga kakhulu thinike nathi namhlanje.
Nonhlanhla, nathi sithokoza kakhulu kwamambala ukuthatha isikhathi sakho uzoba nathi ndamama namhlanje. La sikhuluma khona ngokuhlukunyezwa ngokomseme. Njeke ekhu siyezwa kuyakhulunywa ngayo i-sexual harassment. Mhlambe ke ngobulula ungahlathulula uthini, iyini i-sexual harassment?
Ngiyathanda ngoba ngiyafunda la ukukhuluma isiNdebele ukuthi ukuhlukumezeka ngokomseme ngendlela ezahlukahlukene uyichazisile. Wathi ingenzeka ngokuthi bathi physically, ngokuthi ibe ithinta okomzimba, bese kuba khona lapho umuntu amazwi awakhulumayo ayelene ngasey'ntweni zomseme. ezingaziphathi kahle wena njengomuntu ozizwayo kanti futhi ikhona nokuthi basebenzise izithombe noma amavideo esikhathini esiningi abakuthumela wona aphathelene nezinto zomseme wena ongathandi ukuthi lezo zinto ungazithola mhlambe ukuthi bakuthumela kuze efonini emsebenzini ke bakuthumela nakuma-emails umuntu ekuthumela isithombe esiyelene ngokobuseme kanti wena ufuna ukuthi manje usemsebenzini ufuna ukukhuluma izinto
zomsebenzi
ngithanda ukutho ukuthi kakhulu sesi ukuthi lana emsebenzini imisebenzi yethu iyashukana eminye imisebenzi ebhekene nezinto zezempilo sikhuluma izinto zabo HIV labantu abayenza lento yokuthi bashukumeza abantu ngokomseme bayakwazi kuyifihla lento ingabonakali ukuthi yena uqondephi enze ngathi wenza into yomsebenzi kanti yena uyayenza lento ngesingisi bathi iba implicit so awukwazi kuyi sheshe uyibone ingakho namakhesi zwakhona abanzima ukuthi uapprove because labantu bayijwayela lento bakwazi nokusebenzisa izindlela kufana nokuthi ngokomzimba umuntu mhlawumbe uthi uyaxhawula bese wenza lento yakhe ukuthi akunwaye laphakathi kwesandla umuntu abeka amahlombe isandla emahlombe kakhe ebengathi uyakumasaja azisondeze asondeze nobuli bakhe kuwe
omunye athi ngathi uyahaga kanti uzokubetha-ke kwenye indawo ongakachaphuluki khona kubethabethe lapho
Exactly. So, kuba khona nezinto abazithoyo yabona sikhuluma ngokomsebenzi nasemakhaya mhlawumbe umntana wentombazane uyakhula uze umuntu wesilisa athi kuye hey ukhulile mntanam sowuvuthiwe
uvuthwe nakavuthwa ini manje-ke khungitsheleke sesinonhlanhla kanengi baba yini abonobangela abenza bona-ke umsebenzi agqine ahlukumeze omunye emsebenzini hayi kubangelwa yini konke lokho
siphila ezweni elikabuhlungu ukuthi abantu abaningi abayenzayo le nto lena abantu besilisa bakhona nabesifazane abayenzayo i-research iyasitshela ukuthi about 30% out of 1,000 abantu abekade baba-interviewa bathi bayireportile le nto emsebenzini abantu besifazane then 80% iba abantu besilisa abathi bayiripotile so nokuripota izinga lakhona liphasi kodwa into eyenza lento ukuthi siphila endaweni lapho imizimba yabantu ingahlonishwa ikakhulu manje siyazi ukuthi sibhekene nama-issue abo-gender based violence issue ye-rape abantu besilisa esikhathini esingabawuhloniphi umzimba womuntu wesifazane kanti ngesinye isikhathi abantu besifazane abakuma-position of power basuke bangahloniphi imizimba njengoba boshile ukuthi sinabantwana abancane abafike emsebenzini abafana abancane abayimisele ukusebenza bese ukuthi baba ba-empower bathathe i-advantage ukuthi ma ngabe ufuna i-learnership yakho iqhubeke kufanele ukuthi ube isenze izinto eziphathelene nomsebenzi
ungaragela phambili bengithi ngiza nomunye umbuzo kodwa ungaqedelela lokho bokusho ma
allright bengithi kodwa ikakhulukazi emsebenzini esingaba involved kuyo emakhampanini uthola abantu abashukumezeka kakhulu amantombazana lawa amancane and ahlukunyezwa ama-senior managers kusho ukuthi laba ababaphethe abaphezulu mostly abaamadoda and basaba ukuripota ngoba njengoba boshile basaba ukuthi bazolahlekelwa umsebenzi basaba i-stigma abathembi nokuthi la basebenza khona i-case yakhe izophatheka kanjani
usasho njalo-ke sesinohlanhla mhlambe ingabe amakhampani ahlukeneko anayo mhlambe ipolisi ephathelene nokuhlukumezana ngokomseme imumethe ini nakhona nangabe ikhona ipolisi le
ipolisi amakhampani amaningi afanele ukuthi abe nawo kodwa unfortunately amanye awanayo bazokutshela ngabo-grievance policy ibe ipolisi yokuthi uhlukumezekile kodwa ingacaci kahle ukuthi imelene nani kanti ifanele ibe khona i-sexual harassment policy kwinkampani nenkampani and ichaze ukuthi uma iyini le-sexual harassment futhi uma ngabe yenzakelo ureporta kuphi and noma ngabe ureportile usizo inkampani ezobupha yona lithini and sinayo i-CCMA inama guidelines kuthi indlela ekhombisa ngayo amakhampani ukuthi ingasebenza kanjani nalento okuthukumezeka kwabantu ngokomseme. So zikhona izinto ezikhona ezingawasiza ngisho namakhampani amancane ngoba esikhathini esiningi sinokuthi amakhampani sikhulume ngalanka amakhulu kanti kunzima kakhulu nakulanka amancane ngoba inamba yabantu i-few. Kuthola kuno-secretary nalo director esikhathini esiningi baboyi-two. Uya busy uya sexual harassment akaza report kanjani akaza report kubani
manje ke ingabe ikhona iawareness evane mhlambe yenziwe ukwazisa abasesebatsha ngoba uchile wathi ke kuba ngibo khulu abongazimbi emisebenzini mhlambe ikhona iawareness evane yenziwe ukwazisa abasesebatsha emisebenzini ngayo ipolicy nabafika kumhlambe
Kuya vanisa ukuthi ingaphathwa because kwamanye amakhampani ukuthi noma sewuya for i-interview bayakubuza ukuthi uke waba nayo i-case ye-sexual harassment against you ukuthi uthi uke wawenza into ye-sexual harassment kwi-interview kuthi noma sebekwenzela i-orientation bakufundisa ukuthi umsebenzi lona inkampani isebenza kanjani kufanele bakutshele nangale police ye-sexual harassment uphinde usayine ukuthi uyayizwisisa uzwisisa nemigomo yayo kodwa kuyahluka kumakhampani namakhampani kodwa ngokomthetho mina ngiyafisa ukuthi umuntu makaya emsebenzini noma ngabe uyokwenza i-learnership noma ngabe uyokwenza i-tempo yalapho kufanele kuze ukuthi ithini into yekhampani makufika ey'ntweni ze-sexual harassment akusumbuzo olula lowo ongawubuzwa because sometimes ungakwenza ukuthi umsebenzi uyithole
ungabe
lo ombuzayo uye umuntu o-sexual harass abantu uzovela ngakuphi lo msebenzi.
Manje ke kwakhulumisa indaba ukuthi-ke nakwenzeka ukuthi-ke yena lo okuharasako nguye lo kufanele uripote kuye. Manje kumele umsebenzi enzeni lokha umphathi nakamthembisa mhlambe i-promotion lokha-ke nangabe nguye vele umuntu owenza i-sexual harassment.
Into ebalulekile ngendaba ye-sexual harassment ukuthi ubhale ulobe yonke into eyenzakalayo zobhala isikhathi ubhale indawo ubhale isenzo esenzekile uma ngabe kunama-witness ubhale phansi ngoba lezo zinto zizokusiza ekuthini i-case yakho ibe strong so uma ngabe umuntu okwenza leyo nto leyo umuntu okuphethe uyakwazi ukuthi uye kwi-HR i-human resource le office ephetha izinto zabasebenzi esikhathini esiningi-ke abantu bayasaba ukwenza lokho amakhampani amanye ane-hotline number la ukwazi ukuthi ufone ukwazi ukuthi uphinde u-report kodwa uma unalo i-case futhi ungakwazi nokuthi uyolibika emaphoyiseni because i-sexual harassment is a crime so uyakwazi ukuthi uye emaphoyiseni mina ngaphinde ngi-advise ukuthi uye nakumathuthuzela care center aseduze nawe lapho kuama one stop facility for ama survivors with sexual violence. I-sexual harassment i-sexual violence. So uyahlukumezeka ngokomseme. So ungaya nase-police station, mhlambe e-police station ufike uthi ufuna i-office le-victim empowerment office lapho ba-trainiwe ukusebenza ngabantu abahlukumezeke ngokomseme. Ngoba ngesikhathi company ingakulaleli ingakuzwa kodwa mhlambe mawuye kwamanye ama-organizations angaphandle noma indawo zosizo ezingaphandle uyakwazi ukuthi uthole usizo.
Yamlalele kokwezi FM siphethe enye indaba la ke ebudisanyana ngiba ukuthi uzibandakanye ke nawe njenganje kiyo ikulumo yethu ngiyayivula ke imtato ungathoma usidosele ku 0860003278 nanyana ugadangise iphimbo lakho ku 0794132172 nange unombuzo nanyana umbono yakhumbula ke ukuthi indaba esiphethe kule ithinda amahlangothi wonke wobulili akungabi ngathi ke mhlambe kanengi kuvame ukwenza kakiboma siyakwazi lokho kodwana sithinde amahlangothi wonke kunjalo ngisho sesinonhlanhla
kunjalo
iye njengibawa-ke sikhambe ke sigunyamathe sizobuya siragele phambili samukele nomlaleli wethu osidosele umtato nalo ogadangise iphimbo lakhe siyabuya
lihlelo sizigedlile nomindlo lavo ngomfulo bekwengolosini ebusuku kukwekwezi FM.
Kungolosini namhlanje mlaleli kokwezi FM khamsana nomshumayeli wamanazaretha khamsana nomfundisi uhlumbane siqale nasa indaba eyenzeka esimini ye-Edeni. Indaba yesithe bafundisi
lithike iBhayibheli u-Efa wadla imibekli inyoka iceda kumtshela usathana yi-ethi ye-evil spirit manje leyo evil spirit yangena ngaphakathi kwenyoka inyoka then wakhuluma angaphakathi kwenyoka usathana u-Efa wamlalela makaceda waya ku-Adam badla mabaqeda ukudla wangena amahlonike ukuthi abakimbathi
bethe isithelo sokwazi okuhle nokumbi ngamalazo yileso asikho elinye igama esiphalona ayisitsheli bona i-apula namkha ipiyere namkha iperekisi ithi nje isithelo sokwazi okuhle nokumbi into ebayenzileko umshumayeli uyishathulile kuhle ukungalaleli uzimu ongalaleli uzimu weqa umthetho wakhe isono ileso sangena njalo isono
yazi ngekolo yakho kukwezi FM.
Ichumi nane imizuzu ngaphambana kubethe isimbi yechumi usalalela umhasho ikwekwezi FM kukhanya ba hlezi nami uTK Nduli unamgwezani ngaphakathi kwehlelo lethu lezefundo iCivic Education nosanovulela umhasho yethe mlaleli siyakwamukela akwaphundwa kangako nokho namhlanje sikhuluma ngokuhlukunyezwa ngokomseme endaweni zomsebenzi nendaweni zomphakathi khona ke udade uNonhlanhla Sikhosana oyidirector ku-NH for Human Rights nguye ke osipha yonke ihlathululo ngehloko sethu sanamhlanje sivulile ke imtato mlaleli kokwezi FM siyakubiza ku 086 000 3278 nangabe unombuzo nanyana umbono chapuluka usidosele kanti lapha ke ku WhatsApp gada ngisiphimbo lakho ku 0794132172 sesinonhlanhla ngithokoza kakhulu kwamambala ukusibambela njenganje ngiba wasithathe leli thuba sinikele umlalelo kokwezi FM sizweke ukuthi yena uthini umbono wakhe nanyana umbuzo wakho wakhe ngendaba isiphethe kule
TK nesithekeli sakho lapho bengiba ukubuza ukuthi nange umnqwayanqwa isandla lesi umuntu mhlambe i-colleague yakho umnqwayanqwa isandla lesi nakhona i-abuse kanti umunye umbuzo ukuthi nange uyangikara ke mara ngapha kufuna ngingamtsheli emsebenzini ukuthi uyangikara nakhona i-abuse okusho njalo ngiyathokoza
lotsha dadwethu Tiki lochisa notatu napo nonhlanhla yangiba ukubuza mani ukuthi nami njengendoda nje ngizimapha amathwaye ngizowabona ukuthi ngiyahlukunyeza ngokomseme emsebenzini na hlukunyezwa umuntu wesifazane ngokomseme ngimapha amathwaye ngizowabona
akwande TK isithekeli sakho kunjani ngiba ngibuzela isithekeli sakho ukuthi nangabe ulochisa umuntu wesilisa ulochisa umuntu wengubo umanga ihlanza uyamchikitsha kumhlukumeza okuyini lokho ngiyathokoza
akwande TK kunjani na ebusuku ngikulochise dadwethu ngikwamukele ngilochise nesithekeli sakho lapho TK niphethe indaba emabhombo hle ngubonkosi ngebhundu ngumswango nejamo ongeciswa amehlo ngiwamhlanga nje TK ngiyasizwa isihlokosweni eniyakhuluma niphethe indaba yekulu uyibeka kamnandi naye usesinonhlanhla ngiba ukumbuza ukuthi haye kubangelwe yini kuhle kuhle kutholakala ukuthi abo baba bayahlukumezeka kodwana abakhona ukuthi bathole ihelebho ngoba nabo ngokwababo baba bayahlukumezeka ingasukuthi kuhlukumezwa aboma kuphela ene into le yokuhlukumezana le ayiphele ngokomseme nachachalazi public emphakathini ayiphele ayisihle ngiyakuthokoza TK kukhanya ba
Akhage thokoza kakhulu kwamambala wonke umlaleli uthethe isikhathi sakhe wagadangisa iphimbo lakhe sesinonhlanhla bazwakela abalaleli ubezwile
ubezwile mhlawumbe ngizame ukuphendula umbuzo wokugcina ukuthi kwenziwa yini abantu besilisa bangakwazi ukuripota nangabe bashukumezeke ngokomseni into okuqale ngifuna ukuthi siyazi ukuthi imithetho yethu la e-South Africa ayikhethi yenzelwe wonke umuntu umuntu wesilisa umuntu wesifazane umuntu abathandana ngobulo bodwa abantwana abogogo wonke umuntu umthetho uyamvikela into eba nzima ukuthi uma bahamba bayoripota ikakhulukazi endaweni efana nama-police station lokuthi bathiwa indoda wena usho ukuthi ungahlukunyezwa umuntu wesifazane e-week so yile nto lena indlela esikhuliswe ngayo amadoda sibabona ngathi abasiye abantu abafana noma abalingana nabantu besifazane ngesinye isikhathi nabo kuba nele nto ukuthi athi angike ngibonakale njengendoda uma ngabe ngitshela abanye abantu ukuthi ngiyahlukumezeka
kanti agcine sekathula angasho lithi
kulungele lapho ukuthi mabaripote uma ngabe lowo muntu aripota kuye akamsizi akhubukele kophezu kwaloyo ongaphezu kwakhe akwazi ukuthi ngesingisi bathi uyayi-escalator uyisa kumuntu ophethe kuleyo ndawo then omunye umbuzo othi ama-signs wena ma umuntu wesilisa kungaba yini ama-signs acishe afane nawo abantu besifazane ngoba umuntu ukuphatha ngendlela nawe ozizwa ngayo emzimbeni wakho ukuthi le akusindlela e-right ngendlela akukhulumisa ngayo amagama awasebenzisayo ayelele ngasemsemeni kanti akusinto enhlangene ngayo mihlangane ngomsebenzi noma ngokukholwa enkonzweni noma esikolweni noma ekhaya so uyamuzwa umuntu uma kakhuluma izinto
eziyangangisentenalokho mhlawumbe iye nalokho asesinonhlanhla mhlawumbe abamba abamba ubaba ihloko le mhlawumbe ubaba uceda ukuguda ambrashabrasha ihloko le utho ugudile uyafanelwa na uthole ukuthi ubaba lento leyo akayithandi ayimphathi kuhle
kakhulu ngesikhathi amphathe nasesithwini
ya umkhaba lo
bayahamba baye nasesithwini sangasese ayenze ngathi uyamdlalisa kanti uyamhlukumeza sibona kakhulu ebantwini abadala ivamise ukwenziwa bogogo uze athi gogo ithini bheme abambe isiso sangasese somntwana athi abesiyathimula
asho njalo athi gwayigwayi
isuka isuke lapho-ke so amasenzi ubona nje ukuthi umuntu akuphathe endaweni ongekho comfortable ngazo
iyazwakala ukhona iye
ogcina yilona othi inkinga ikuphi uma umuntu umchawula bese uyamnwaya nawe uyazazi ukuthi le nto yenzayo ayikho right so umuntu uma umxhawula umxhawula nje izandla uzivulile iminwe yonke ivulekile wena sowugobelani lo omunye sowunwaya umuntu kanti akusindlela ovamise angeke ukwenze lokho emntwini omhloniphayo mhlambe ngithi imanager yakho uyayihlonipha noma umzali wakho uyamhlonipha noma ubulisa umama noma ubaba okuzalayo awumbulisi ngaleyo ndlela ukwenzelani kulo omunye umuntu
manje omunye uthe nangabe nginekareko-ke umuntu loyo mhlambe-ke uyangikara ngiyiphi mhlambe indlela engingafanele ngimtshele ngayo nanyana ngenze ngayo ukuthi abone ukuthi awanginekareko kuye
umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi uhlale naye phansi angithi uyamtshela umuntu ukuthi hhayi mina ngizizwa kanje ngawe
ya
umnika ithuba lokukuphendula and umuntu ma unentu umthanda ukhuluma naye ngendlela yokuhlonipha lowo muntu ukuthanda kakhulu ngoba ukhombise ukumhlonipha ukuthi fanele uze wenze izenzo ezirongo zokuthi sozombamba sozomprasha sozothini
khuluma
naye njengomuntu akulalele naye aphendule athi hayi cha nami ngiyakareka okanye hhayi angikho lapho nivumelane kahle ningabantu abadala amanye ama-companies athi uma ngabe lifike kuleso simo leso afuna ni-disclose i-relationship yenu so that kuzoba clear kuwo wonke umuntu ukuthi laba bantu abadala baku-relationship bazimisele kwi-relationship yabo
iyesesinoamanye
ama-companies aya up to that
okay iyazwakala khe sicele indlela umuntu ambatha ngayo idlala yipi indima ekutheni mhlambe ke angagcina sele abangungazimbi wokuhlukunyezwa?
Indlela umuntu ambatha ngayo ayitsho ukuthi kufanele ukuthi ashukumezwe.
Yeah,
noma ngabe umbathe isikeyiti sakho esincane noma ubhizi ugcoke ijini yakhe emthathayo, ngithi bagcoka lama-straight jeans ayabathatha, lokho akusho ukuthi kufanele umhlukumeze ngokomseme. Ugcoke le ndlela ayithanda futhi mhlawumbe cabanga ukuthi iyamfanela. Noma ngabe umuntu esilisa ogcokeni, noma ngabe umuntu wesifazane ogcokeni, noma ngabe umntwana ugcokeni, akufanelanga ukuthi umhlukumeze ngobusele. So ugcoka komuntu akukwenzi ukuthi uhlukumeze omunye umuntu.
Besingakaqali nokho indaba zasemsebenzini kuphela, kodwana solo ikulumo yethu ithomile sisolo sicale indaba zokuhlukunyezwa ngokomseme emsebenzini. Khe sicale i-public places, kwenye nasikhuluma-ke ngama-public places, siqale indawo ezinjani sesinonhlanhla?
Sane indaba esifana nama-taxi rank
kakhulu,
lapho kwenzeka khona kakhulu le nto. Siyakhumbula kukho kwaba ne-case lapho kunikhona intombazana beyisidokele ingubo yayo emfishane, abantu laba abashayela ama-taxi bambiza ngamagama, bamenza yonke le nto. So ku-public transport kakhulu, abanye bathe ma-training labo baba bathi i-train mayigcwele nihlangene, umuntu abhiza ayibhize ngawe azafinisele kwesinye isimo, omunye waphuma sekemngcwelise nokumngcwelisa lapho
e-training.
Public transport kunzima ey'kolweni, ikakhulukazi abothisha, abantwana beyisikolo. Ey'nkonzweni unfortunately nabafundisi omunye athi uyakuthandazela, kanti ukubamba endaweni okungafanelanga ngabe ukubamba kuyo.
Onanyani athi ufuna ukukuthandazela khona lapho, mhlambe unemraro ethizeni, mhlambe ubikele umfundisi ukuthi maybe awunamntwana, athi akubambe khona lapho, akukhulekele lapho
kakhulu. Nabantu la abathwasayo ezangomeni ukuthi inyanga nazo ziyakwenza lokho. So ukuhlukumeza ngokomseme kwenzakala kuzo zonke iy'ndawo, ngisho nasemakhaya. Njengoba ngishilo ukuthi sizoba nomntwana intombazana la ekhaya, umalume sekatheni ubona umntwana uvuthile.
Sho, hayi-ke mlalele kwekwezi FM, sile-ke isikhathi sethu njenganje imizuzu mthathu ngaphambona kubethe isimbi yechumi. Sesishidele ukulusonga-ke ihlelo lethu, siselele imizuzu emibili-ke kiyo. Ungasidosela nangabe unombuzo nanyana umbono ku-086 000 3278, la sicale khona indaba ye-sexual harassment ehlelweni lethu lezifundo, i-civic education. Sesinonhlanhla-ke, emotionally umuntu ohlukunyezwako uhlukunyezwa njani begodi kangangani? Ungakho usihlathululele lapho nokuziphatheni nje kokana.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngalowo mbuzo, because abanye emsebenzini ugcine angasakwazi ukuperforma ngendlela ekufanele ukuthi aperforme ngayo, abanye bayawuyeka umsebenzi. Umntwana esikoleni angakwazi ukuqhubeka ney'fundo zakhe, angakwazi ukuthi afokase ey'ntweni lezo. And kubalulekile ukuthi emsebenzini nasemakhaya nasemphakathini esiphila kubo sibancede, bahambe bayothola i-counseling. Umuntu ohlukumezeke ngokomseme noma kungasiyi-rape uyayidinga kakhulu kakhulu i-counseling. Akhona ama-organization afana nabo-SADC nabo-Lifeline aphana ngale kwazi ukuthi akusize ukuthi uhlukumezekile ngokwengcondo, ukwazi ukuphola kancane kancane. Siyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi masibasapote abantu, umuntu makakutshela ukuthi uhlukumezekile sikwazi ukubanikeza usizo olufanelekile.
Sesisonga-ke, ungathini-ke labo abathulako bangakhulumi litho, ungathini kibo?
Ngathi kubo kuhle ukuthi basikhulume noma emntini oyi-one oseduze nawe, and siyababhiliva thina ukuthi kuyenzeka lokhu emntwini, ngoba esikhathini esiningi senza ukuthi bangakhulumi ukuthi sisuke singabakholwa. Kodwa ngifuna ukusho ukuthi ukhona umuntu oyi-one ozokukholwa, ikakhulu labo abatrayinini mawuyekuba ama-social workers.
Sithokoze khulu kwamambala sesinonhlanhla. Angeze-ke nokho sakuchaphulula la ungakasitsheli inomboro zomtato la nitholakala khona. Sikuthola phi?
Sitholakala ku-078 971 5477.
Sibuyelele kodwa ukuthaka, iye
078 971 5477.
Ahake kuma-social media mhlambe nikhona?
Okay.
Akunamraro dadwethu. Sithokoze khulu kwamambala ehlathululo yonke osiphe yona ube nobusuku obuhle.
Siyabonga lokhulu.
Ahake mlalele kokwezi FM besikhulumisana naye ngudade uNonhlanhla Sikhosana oyidirector ku NH for Human Rights bekade lapha sicala ihloko sicakatheke kukhulu kwamambala sikhuluma ke ngokuhlukunyezwa ngokomseme endaweni zomsebenzi nendaweni zomphakathi sithokoze kukhulu kwamambala ukubeka kwakho indlebe sithokoze ama WhatsApp voice note usincencebeze emtatweni sekwala nje sona isikhathi zange sakwazi ukudopa umtato wakho mlaleli kodwa ngingikubawa khona ukuthi ragela phambili ubeke indlebe likhona ihlelo sizigedlile lira kela phambili nomindlo love bekubethe isimbi yechumi nambili yathokoza ke umvezi kwanamhlanje siyacho ke ukuthi ivekeza kugodu nami ngithokoze khulu kwamambala mlaleli asihlangane godu ke kelinye ihlelo lezefundo ivekeza ko ngomvulo ibizo lami ngingu TK Nduli unamgwezani ngikhambile